Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I saw a headline earlier today that a whole bunch of Republican PACs, political action committees, are going to get together and start hammering on Donald Trump. They want him out of the race. Hey, they're confused. They're baffled. You know, he was supposed to collapse and fall out of this race 2 months ago. Yeah, well, the Donald keeps... let's be honest. The things that he focused on are things that are of concern today, with the State Department coming out and issuing a travel warning, if you will, and just a terrorism warning to Americans in general. If you see something, say something. You know, all of this is playing right into Trump's hands. You know, the fact that there are potentially terrorists coming over the southern border, the first thing that he talked about, illegal immigration. Even if he rubs some people the wrong way, even if Jorge Ramos is upset from Univision, who cares, Jorge? Because if terrorists are coming across the southern border in Michigan, it plays into Donald Trump's hand in his run for president. But he has become a target himself from those on the other side. Our next guest, Van Hipp, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army and former Principal Deputy General Counsel of the U.S. Navy. Van Hipp, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Well, the Donald Trump is going to be hosted in South Carolina, correct?
Well, we just had him this past Friday, and we've got Dr. Ben Carson coming next Wednesday.
So you got some good folks coming through, and so you're getting a chance to see these people up close and in person. Now, tell me, your impressions of Donald Trump at this point in the race. I mean, clearly his narrative, regardless of what you think about Donald Trump in specifics, his narrative has played right into the headlines, and the headlines have played right into his narrative.
No question. And let's face it, the reason he has resonated is because the Republicans and Democrats have both failed the American people on securing the border. And the average person gets it. When they see what happened in Paris, they see what happens when you have an open border policy and you just let them flood in. And unfortunately, this is what has happened in America. We've got 1,000 active ISIS investigations. So, yeah, when Donald Trump talks about building the fence and securing the border, it resonates with a rank and file who get it.
Well, exactly. And so now his polling numbers are up to 42% or something. All right, so you've had him there. You've had a chance to talk to him up close and in person. Yeah, and you've worked at the high levels of government, as you know, in the U.S. Army and the U.S. Navy. Is this a person that you think the military personnel of America would respect?
Yes, I do. And I got to tell you, I was very impressed with him. We had him this past Friday for the kickoff of our Commander-in-Chief Forum at Wofford College. We had 4,000 people show up. And I got to tell you, it was all focused on foreign policy and national security. He showed a lot of depth. And I asked him the questions. And one of the things that he brought up that quite candidly I've not heard anyone else talk about is how our so-called allies are using banking mechanisms to indirectly help ISIS to transfer funds and all. So he actually did, the guy showed a lot of depth. And I was impressed. And now we've got Dr. Carson coming. This is a great forum because we're really getting to the heart of the matter. And it is about electing the commander-in-chief to keep us safe.
All right, so let me ask you this, because I posed this question earlier. I think that the big question for Americans, in 1980, Ronald Reagan said, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" Said that to Jimmy Carter, that famously upended the election of 1980 and put it into the hands of Ronald Reagan, of course, in a big defeat for Jimmy Carter. But I think it should be changed this time around, and whoever the GOP candidate is, the question should simply be modified to, "Are you safer than you were 4 years ago?" That is the key, pivotal question of the electorate of America in 2016, in my estimation. I just wrote that in an op-ed piece. I believe that, Van Hipp, that's the question that Republicans have to start asking of the Democrats. Are you safer today than you were 4 years ago?
I agree with you, and it gets back, and that's why I believe the most important issue of this race is going to be about electing a commander-in-chief. Everything else is a side issue. And when we have a president who still won't even utter the phrase radical Islam, and when you've got thousands and thousands who have poured into this country, we have no idea where they're coming from, who they are. You've got
candidates.
Active ISIS investigations in all 50 states of America right now.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But when you've got candidates the president, Barack Obama, who still says the number one threat to national security is global warming, you know what? I can assure you, Van, that ISIS is not back in Syria right now putting together their global warming plan because they're worried that the oceans might rise an inch in the next century. You know, it's hard to put together a global warming plan when you're building your next suicide vest.
No, you're exactly right. And in your prelude, when you talk about some of these other candidates wanting to, you know, to try to torpedo Trump, I think it's a serious mistake. I think, well, they need to start focusing on securing the border and their plan to secure the border and their plan to keep America safe.
Well, and that's the key. Are you safer today than you were 4 years ago? With the State Department issuing its warning yesterday to Americans, and to be clear about this, and we're on the line with Van Hipp, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army and Deputy Counsel, General Counsel of the U.S. Navy. When they issue a warning like that, and it's not to overseas travelers, you see that from time to time, and it's not to a specific country because you see that from time to time over my lifetime. This is just a general warning. Americans, if you are an American, you are a target for terrorists at the local mall, at the local coffee shop, or a coffee shop in Europe. It doesn't matter where you travel now, you are a target. That's what I'm getting from the State Department.
Absolutely. And if you take it a step further, they're saying that this warning goes through the end of February. Obviously, they've seen a lot out there. And, of course, this is a very savvy, sophisticated enemy, and we're always responding to the last attack rather than thinking outside the box to get the next one. I was actually on Fox News yesterday, and let me tell you something I've been promoting. I think it's a good idea. Why not have a situational awareness hotline so we can harness the power of social media? The bad guys have been using social media to kick our butts. It's time for us to use social media to kick theirs. So if I see something in real time, I could text a photo to the National Counterterrorism Center. They could connect the dots. We could maybe prevent a terrorist attack or help first responders better respond during a terrorist attack.
Let me ask you about this, because this has become a conversation again. What about the collection of metadata again? Because this has been a concern of libertarians for sure. I don't particularly care for the idea that they collect metadata or all this other information. But metadata in and of itself, you know, really is not that concerning to me. If you're going to listen to my phone calls, yes, I have a problem with that. If you're going to do certain things and look into my life, I have a problem with that. But metadata and so forth, do we need to take a closer look at how we are organizing and evaluating information that comes in by the ton? I mean, it's hard to keep up with. Do we need to return to looking at some of those things like they have now in France and Belgium?
Yeah, we do. But, you know, the big problem, the big challenge is as data, there's more and more data every day, a minute. And how do you analyze it, get what you need? That's why I like everything going into the National Counterterrorism Center. They have 1.2 million. I was stunned when I found this number out. 1.2 million people on their terror watch list with potential links to terror. That's a lot of people. So that's why I think having this, you know, just like we've got 911, this would be a completely separate number where I could text a photo, I could text video, I could text suspicious activity. They could hopefully connect the dots in a hurry. We need to do those kinds of things. And I got to tell you, right now, we need to remember the first function of the government is to provide for the common defense of the American people. That's why we have a government.
Well, how do you protect? How do you provide for the common defense if you have a commander in chief that won't even admit what the enemy is? Van Hipp, I have to run, my friend. But if you can't admit what the enemy is and call it by name, you're at a bit of a disadvantage from the get go, wouldn't you say?
Amen.
All right, Van Hipp, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you.
There you have it, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army and former Principal Deputy General Counsel of the U.S. Navy. He's rubbed shoulders in important circles, to say the least, and we're just glad he rubbed shoulders here at the Steve Gruber Show. It's Tuesday. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, you're invited. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It's Tuesday. We'll be right back.